You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 181. And today you're going to discover how turning people off is actually going to turn on your best clients. I've got a special guest lined up, so let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, profit amplifier to expertpreneurs all over the globe. And I am super excited to bring you today's episode. Longtime friend, known since the very beginning. And we're going to talk about why turning people on is one of your best profit amplifiers. It's the way in which you attract your best clients, but repel the ones that are probably not ever meant to be working with you anyway. And speaking of amplifiers, before I bring on our guest, have you signed up for my 7-day online e-coaching course absolutely free? I want to be your business coach for 7 days. It's my gift to you. I want to teach you the 7 strategies, the 7 best ways to amplify the results in your business. Inside this online coaching program, you're going to discover how to take your superpower, the thing you do better than anyone else, and monetize it, build a leveraged offering that basically helps you scale your business, how to simplify your offerings so you're exponentially growing your best offers, magnetize your message, and tap into the best strategy for building influence and authority, how to sell without the ick factor, and one of my favorites, how to tap into a bold mindset that activates the most powerful, resourceful version of you. It's all inside my brand new e-coaching course. Sign up now at profitamplifiers.com. That's plural, profitamplifiers.com, and you'll get access today. Now, let's get into today's episode. If you ever feel like you're abnormal and people don't get you, or you're worried, like, how do I make sure that I make all these people like me? You are going to love today's episode. It's time to stop worrying about being normal, proper, and polite, and really understand how turning people off is actually going to turn you on and explode your profits. I can't wait to introduce you to my guest, Lisa Cherney. Now, Lisa has been mentoring millionaire entrepreneurs for over 20 years. She's the host of the groundbreaking confession-based GFR Get Effin' Real podcast and creator of the 12 GFR commandments. In 2014, after 15 years in business and speaking on over 750 stages, Lisa Cherney got effing real and dismantled her successful 7-figure business as the juicy marketing expert. Lisa learned that just because something is successful and people like it, doesn't mean you have to keep doing it. Isn't that the truth? She always knew that she had a low tolerance for not being happy. After all, she left a successful corporate career with companies like AT&T and Lipton at age 28. But now she knows her mission is to help soulful entrepreneurs, GFR, so they can get out of their own way, help more people, and make more money. And I'm really honored to say Lisa and I have been friends and colleagues for probably most of the last 20 years. So I'm excited to bring you on my podcast and talk about this GFR revolution, we might even call it.
I love that, the GFR revolution. Let's do it.
you can steal that.
Thank you.
Well, I first met Lisa way back in the days of your conscious marketing programs. Well, I think you were still doing conscious marketing, but why don't you take us back to 1999 and where you were then and how you came to GFR today as the Queen of Clarity?
Well, when I first left corporate, I should say when corporate kicked me out, I got laid off 3 times in a 2-year period. And I was like, I think it's time for me to do my own thing. And I had been doing marketing and training in the corporate environment for about 10 years, you know, companies like AT&T and Lipton and Blue Cross Blue Shield and then top advertising agencies. And so when I went out on my own, I was a little bit burnt out on marketing, but I loved to do the training of the salespeople. So I started doing that, where I was working with small business owners, and I looked at their marketing, Melanie, and I was like, oh Lord, like this, this is not a match. Like I would look down at their marketing, I'd look up at them, I'd look down at their marketing, I'd look up at them, and I'm like, this is, you know, this was before everybody had a website. So like we had business cards and brochures and, you know, those old things like that. And I noticed that there wasn't a match. Like this person, like the personality and their gifts and their energy wasn't coming through their marketing. And I was like, I need to help people. And at first, honestly, I tried to do it for them and give them the words. And I realized, well, that it's like almost like enabling, you know, somebody to, you know, continue to do things the way they were doing. It's like I needed to actually empower them. And that's when conscious marketing was born. I was like, I need to help them get out of their head, into their heart, and find their words so that they can actually, like, you know, it and then attract what they want. And then of course this was before Law of Attraction and The Secret. I always like to joke The Secret was still a secret at this time. But there was something within me that kind of got it, you know, at a meta level. It's like if they don't know who they are, they can't embody it, they can't communicate it, how are they going to actually create the business and attract the people that they want to help? So that was how conscious marketing was born.
And you know, this idea of conscious marketing is something that I think you and I embody and we recognize, but I think a lot of people, you know, they may not really like recognize why conscious marketing is a thing that they need to embody. Like, what's different for somebody when they start to embrace these new ways of thinking about marketing, if we basically, for no better way to say it?
Well, and I think it's how I could, you know, answer your question is to really bridge, you know, the gap from conscious marketing to GFR. And it is all about the inside work that we need to do as mission-driven entrepreneurs, passion-driven, purpose-driven. Like, we are a unique breed unto ourselves. We are often putting out there something that is super close and personal to us, you know, ourselves, you know, as the product that we're selling. And it is so much of an inner game that we are playing when it comes to how we put ourselves out there, how we market, how we sell, how we price, how we, you know, package ourselves up. And what I found was over my 20 years was that the number one place that I would start working with people was not, oh, what are your words? Was like, was them really realizing, oh, I need to actually claim. I need to be able to claim my space, claim my clients, claim the transformation that I'm, you know, that I'm creating, except I'm fearful of this and worried about that. And, you know, I what if this happens? What if that happens? And so I decided in my sort of latest reinvention of myself over the last couple of years was to really hold space for people to get real, and get real wasn't strong enough, so I added an F in the middle, about what was getting in their way. Getting in the way of them really the impact that they wanted. And it was, right, number one, it was them. If they're a mission-driven entrepreneur, they resonate with this. And so that difference with conscious marketing is that it is an inside-out approach. That used to be my tagline, my very first business card. It's an, you know, it's an inside-out. And so it's like more true now than ever before how important that is. And that's actually what distinguishes us, is when we can be real, that actually creates, you know, the conversions and, you know, all of the words that we want to say about, you know, how our stuff is working and how our business is successful.
I totally agree with that. And I guess I want to get into your GFR commandments, because I've heard you talk about them and they're really, really spot on and very fun. But before we do that, I'm just curious, you know, as someone's listening in, have you noticed there are some typical signs that somebody's not being real? Because I think a lot of people think, I am being real, but they're not. Like, they're still holding a piece of them back, or they're still filtering their message because they're worried how it's going to land. I'm just wondering if you notice some common signs around that.
Yes, I think that imposter syndrome in all of the forms that it takes, which is like, I'm afraid to be seen. I'm afraid to put myself out there. I'm afraid to, you know, get attention. I'm afraid someone's going to find me out. I feel like, and this is like a recent discovery, I really feel like imposter syndrome is a byproduct of us not being authentic and hiding, because that's really what we think is going to be found out, whatever we are consciously hiding, you know, or not wanting to be real about. And so it's really fascinating to watch as people confess them all, you know, I believe confession brings clarity, and we'll talk about confessions as it relates to the GFR commandments. But I believe when we confess and we get real about our fears and about where we feel like we're being incongruent or out of alignment or, you know, not totally ourselves, that shifts everything. It actually has us feel more peaceful and have more fun and, you know, recommit to our mission. And so it's kind of a magical recipe, I think.
I would agree. I definitely experienced that in my own journey. So I agree. All right. So you have 12 GFR commandments. Today, we're talking about the third one, about don't worry about being normal, proper, and polite. But do you want to give us the quick highlights on some of the other commandments?
Well, so let's talk about don't worry about being normal, proper, or polite, because we put that one out there. And what I want everyone to know is that each commandment, it's so funny, I'm like a just Jewish girl talking about commandments and confessions. And
yes. No irony there.
No irony there whatsoever. So there's a confession question for each commandment. Just because of my nature as a trainer and a coach, I wanted to create a way for people to be an inquiry around the commandments and like, which one is the one for me. That there's the 12 is not meant to be 12 steps. it is really meant for you. And when you see them, you'll see that the confession questions kind of go along the top. And what's meant is that you read the confession questions and you'll know which one is for you when you read it. It kind of hits you in the gut. And so number 3 is a common one. And so the commandment again is don't worry about being normal, proper, or polite. And the confession question is, where am I not speaking my truth? And I love this one when it comes to talking about marketing, and obviously it's universal for relationships and all that. And this so bridges my conscious marketing days to my GFR days, because oftentimes where we're not speaking our truth is in our marketing. You know, one of the things I think people are hiding, Melanie, is their soapbox. It's like, we need people's soapboxes now, you know, not in a, you know, in a way where we're like, you know, verbally assaulting people or anything like that. But, you know, like our soapbox is our passion. That's our fire. And when that's being hidden, it's like a superpower that we're not utilizing that we have as a mission-driven, purpose-driven entrepreneur.
Why do you think entrepreneurs do that? Like, I have my own suspicion and I'm curious what you're going to say.
Why do they hide their soapbox?
Yeah. Like, why do they, because the very thing that lights them up and gives them fire is the thing they're holding back on. Why?
Well, they're worried about people think. I mean, that's the primary, they're worried about turning people off or worried about, you know, getting some kind of backlash. Mm-hmm. And there's all these different contexts that shows up in, like, you know, recently I have a GFR squad, which is this really easy entry membership for people that love these commandments and enjoy my show and want to be in this GFR conversation. And we do once a month a confession call, which is not as confronting as it may sound. And we just take one of the confession questions from the commandments and we talk about it. So recently we did, where am I not speaking my truth? And man, people were talking about coming out about, oh, I don't believe in medication, or coming out about being spiritual in a corporate environment, or, you know, coming out about, you know, loving the F word or whatever it is. Like, people felt like they were using that the terminology coming out because they feel like they're hiding and they feel like there is a risk, right, to share authentically their stance, their positioning. And it was super illuminating. You know, one of my purposes, I think, is to give people permission. And so I feel like I'm hoping that from this conversation, we're giving people permission to, you know, jump boldly on their soapbox and speak their truth, because I feel like it's time to not worry about turning people off, right? It's time to worry about turning ourselves on and being really excited about what we're doing. And if we're hiding, we can't do that.
Yeah. That's well said. Well said. And I think, you know, like if I just bottom line it, what I notice is people are afraid that what they really believe in isn't going to make them any money, right? It's like, they're going to get rejected. People are going to not get it. You know, there's a bunch of reasons you just said, but ultimately I think that really translates to, can I really make a business around that? Because someone somewhere told them they couldn't.
You're right. Yeah. Because I said they worry about what people think. And yes, the business trend is I'm worried that they're not going to buy my stuff.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, and ironically, what I've noticed over my 20 years is that the more people are trying to please everybody in their marketing or in their life, the more they're actually not pleasing anyone. You know, they water down, they, you know, use wide sweeping statements. They don't actually speak to the pain of, you know, the client that they're trying to reach. And therefore nobody really feels them and really feels like, oh, they're talking to me. You know, that was one of my foundational conscious marketing and the juicy marketing principles, was like, you need to speak into the pain of your ideal client as they say it, as it sounds like from them. But you can't do that if you're trying to appeal to everyone. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so glad we're talking about this today. This is one of the cornerstones of really connecting with your ideal audience, is you have to talk to those parts of them that are authentically you and the real feelings you're having and the real emotions and the, you know, like the things that are up for your ideal clients. That's what makes them your ideal clients.
Totally. And the commandment, the other commandment that really speaks to that is number four and five. So number four is trust your struggle serves your mission. And the confession question is, how will what I learn from this serve me and my clients? Right? That is saying, I am my ideal client. I was my ideal client. You know, yesterday I was my ideal client. Today I'm not. You know, it is really acknowledging that our struggle is so closely linked with our mission. And then when we really just live that, we can really own how it can contribute, how our own struggle can contribute, which to me is how that is my primary directive, I think, in this lifetime for me, is transparency for my struggle. And then number five is, and you'll love this one, Mel, make yourself your most important client. And then the confession question is, if I was my own client, what would I tell myself? And it doesn't end there, because then it also says, what else would I tell myself and what else? Because we're so brilliant and we have amnesia sometimes. We forget the advice that we would give others, or we just, you know, we're so close to it, right? We can't see it. And that's why we have mentors and you know, advisors and all that, because sometimes we can't see our own advice and how helpful it would be. But I feel like when we do make ourselves our most important client, that also makes us very close to them and know what their struggle is. And so then we can communicate that in our marketing.
Yeah, well said. I love it. I have to say, I think number four that you just shared, make your journey, or recognize that your journey's here to, I'm paraphrasing, your journey's here to teach your clients something. That has got to be my favorite GFR commandment out of all 12. Because every time I hear you say it, I'm like, yes, that's it. And then the journey doesn't feel so scary and overwhelming anymore, because you know this is something you're meant to embody, because someone else needs to hear it from you at some point in your teaching.
Yes.
So let's drill down a little bit more into this idea of GFRing our marketing. What advice would you give someone if they're starting out on this journey to GFR, get effing real, and how that would play out in like their marketing strategy or their marketing, even their languaging?
All right. I have this great question that I think will stimulate thoughts around this for people. So the question that I want everyone to ask themselves is, what would I say to the people that like need me, you know, the people I'm trying to help, what would I say to them if I wasn't worried at all about turning them off or anyone getting offended. And I just let her rip, you know, what would I actually say? And I've had my clients like do like a stream of consciousness writing about this. Because, and you know, not edit themselves and just be like, oh my God, yes, this is what I've always wanted to say. And, you know, or they say the things that when they actually get in one-on-one conversation and they've been talking to somebody for a while, they finally get there. But like, what if you put that right up front in your marketing, you just stood on that soapbox and you just said the things. And I find that that really frees people up, Melanie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess the question that comes up for me, and I'm going to channel the introverted, maybe more sensitive listeners who are like, wow, can I take this too far? Is there such a thing as being too effing real in my marketing?
It's funny. That has been such a common question of, you know, can you be too honest? And are there things that you know, or do you need to confess everything? So when we really look at, can a mission-driven, purpose-driven entrepreneur be too honest in their marketing? And it's funny, you know, I have two answers. One is no. You know, one is no, because I feel like you're just going to get raving fans. Like the people that freaking love you are going to freaking love you. And that is so potent and so rewarding. And I mean, I'm living it. I freaking love my clients. I love my clients. I get off the calls with my clients saying, I love you, truly believing it. I get on my group calls and I'm just like, party. Like, it's just so exhilarating because I know they see all of me. They love all of me. They appreciate my authenticity, my honesty. They want like all of it. So it's so rewarding. So the short answer is no, I don't think so. And then of course, you know, it's the don't worry about being normal, proper, and polite. People get, oh, I don't want to be rude, Lisa, you know, and that's not what we're talking about, right? We're not talking about being rude or offensive or, you know, being mean, you know, we're just talking about owning our truth. And it's like, life is too short to not, you know, like people get to the end of their life. And that's one of the things they regret is that I didn't do the thing. I didn't say the thing. So so that's my soapbox.
Say the thing. Say the thing.
Say the thing.
Say it. Thanks. I appreciate that. And again, I get this question asked a lot. Like people are like, when is being vulnerable? When is being real? When is like pulling the curtain back too much? And I think that's a really good delineator for people to kind of use. It's like, it's not too much, but maybe the timing of when you share certain things needs to be evaluated. There's that whole like, you know, don't share the story, not the wound, or share the scar, not the wound, or something like that. You know, it's like sometimes it's all about the timing.
Yeah, sometimes it is. And yeah, it's the timing for you and your healing. And are you ready to share, you know, put it out there? And then there's the timing of like what's going on in the world, you know, that you want to be mindful of. And you know, ultimately, I just always feel like the upside far outweighs the downside.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I want to tell everyone how they can learn all 12 of your GFR commandments. I know you've put together a really great, I don't know, what you call it, a book or a handout? Maybe tell us what it is.
Sure. It's a pretty graphic, I don't know, infographic, whatever you want to call it. Everything I do has to look pretty. So you download it, the 12 GFR commandments. I call it your roadmap for getting real. It has all 12 plus all of the confession questions. And the instructions are choose the confession question that hits you in the gut today and get writing. So it's, you know, my people that have it, they print it out, they sort of have it close by, and every day it's sort of an adventure, you know, which one of these is up for me right now. And so to grab yours, you go to gfr.life/12c, like the number 1, 2, and the letter C for commandments. So gfr.life/12c, and then you'll get access to the PDF to download, and then, you know, a few emails that sort of like guide you through. There's actually some of my there's a couple of my podcast episodes that are focused on the commandments. So we let you know which one those are if you really want to dig in. And yeah, they're super fun.
I love them. Okay, so I like to end our conversations asking each of my guests what the boldest thing you've had to do up to now to get where you are today.
The boldest thing that I had to do was in 2014, shortly after crossing that seven-figure mark, that million-dollar mark, I had to shut down my business. And I had to because I was so unhappy. And I am, you know, like you said in my intro, I have a low tolerance for not feeling good. Like I just couldn't go unconscious and be on autopilot and be in this business that I was helping people to, right, create their business and not really love what I had created. And that was one of the hardest things I've ever done. And to stand on a stage with my clients that had traveled from all over the world, you know, 100 smiling faces looking at me and telling them this is our last retreat, you know, and I'm going to be, you know, closing down this business. And the feedback I got and the response I got was so heartwarming and humbling. People respected me more and people appreciated my honesty. And, you know, I didn't realize it at the time, Melanie, but it was like the biggest, it was the beginning of the GFR revolution was that move that I made. And I know that it took courage, and now I'm helping people, you know, do the same thing. You know, I get calls often from people that we all know that are confessing to me that they, you know, they want out, and how do I do that? And so I will say though that if I was going to give anybody sort of a tip around that, if you're feeling uncomfortable with what, you know, in your business or what you're doing, is it's really powerful to make a decision and not really worry about what am I going to do? What else am I going to do? And what is this, you know, what's the alternate plan? And, you know, if I, you know, like if there's that clouds our intuition and our gut. So the confession, that's why the confession is so powerful. I say confessions being clarity, because once you even just confess to yourself, then confess to your journal and confess to like one other person, you begin to be able to then see what action there is to take. But unless you confess first, that action and that clarity doesn't come.
Mm-hmm. Well, as someone who imploded their business because they couldn't get real, and someone who's made a decision to end a business that didn't feel good, I would suggest following Lisa's advice there. It's much more empowering to make a decision rather than having your reality shaped for you by not making a decision. And that's a much bigger story, but I will say,
thank you for sharing that. I think that's beautiful to share that with your listeners, because
it's contrast.
This is real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's contrast there, and we get to learn and we get to grow by learning, oh, that didn't feel good. This would have felt better. And, you know, that was a part of my journey I had to go through to learn something about myself, of how I didn't I wouldn't honor my own feelings before I honored everyone else's. Literally, I built a business for everyone but me. So, and I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Totally.
I think what you just shared is so poignant. And I just, one follow-up question to that comes up for me is, if you were starting all over, do you have a tip or an insight into how to build a business that you don't hate later, that doesn't like make you resent it later?
If I didn't want to blow out your eardrums, I would be yelling, GFR. I mean, honestly, these commandments are not like, oh, I just wanted to have a download for people. This is like, no, after 20 years of working with people, these are the ways that my clients got in their way. These are the hidden things. These are the places that were keeping them from moving forward, that were derailing them, that were, you know, clouding things. So GFR about these things, you know, one of them is about embrace that you're not the same person you were when you made those mistakes and they will not repeat. So freaking powerful, because that's what's bringing self-doubt now. So yes, I'm no BS here. I think that being real and getting as real as you possibly can about what feels good and what doesn't, and use the commandments as a roadmap, you will create something that you love. You can't help it. If you stay real, you will create something that you love.
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for joining me today. This has been a long time coming, and I'm so excited to share this GFR commandment with the commandments with our community here. And so as you're listening in today, here's my not a challenge, but an opportunity for you. Come on into the Amplifier Success community. We'll be creating a thread around this. What is your GFR commandment that you want to step more fully into? Share it, and I'll tag Lisa in it, and let's create some dialogue about it. Like, I have a feeling our community, that each of us is going to be at least into one of these GFR commandments. So download it. Come tell us what your GFR commandment is. And Lisa, thank you so much for sharing your journey and your wisdom with us today.
You're welcome. It was so fun.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing, when you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.